Spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We are back home in the studio where we are happy to be. We enjoyed Dallas. We got a lot done, a lot accomplished, a lot of great interviews. But it's always great to get back home and to be in our own studio, controlled environment, and controlled normal schedule. So we'll be back with a Worldview Report tonight. We had to stop recording our Worldview Reports because we were so busy doing television there for 12 hours a day. There was no time to film and produce and post-edit and do all we have to do to put together all that great production work on Worldview Report. So that'll be back tonight. So glad you are with us. A lot happening in the news. One of the things we want to deal with today is the Biden regime's destruction of the middle class. And that's exactly what it's always been, folks. It's always been a war on the middle class. Remember, the communists said their goal was to attract the children of the middle class, because they knew if they could get the middle class to go along, the largest sector of America, then they could bring down America. So the war has always been on the middle class. I remember one of my friends years ago describing America as Americans as like a cow. And the elite milk the cow, and they keep the cream for themselves, and they give the rest to really the underclass to keep them voting and putting the elite's puppets in power. So think of the cow as the middle class. They milk the middle class. They give the cream. The cream goes to the elite and all of their big salaries and security and government pensions and everything that the elite enjoy. And the rest goes to the underclass for them to keep voting them back into office. And who pays the brunt of it? The middle class. The destruction of the middle class. That's our topic today. Joining me now is our good friend and journalist, Leo Homan. Leo, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Brannon.
You agree with that analogy?
I do. Yeah, I thought that was well put. We basically get the crumbs that fall off the table, and now they're going to make us pay for our own destruction, like you said, with this $750 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which is really just phase one of the Green New Deal. I'm getting some feedback here on my voice. It's kind of annoying.
All right, we'll see. We're not hearing it, but we'll try to get it fixed on our end. Okay, Logan said he just muted it, so it should stop. Some are describing this, Leo, as one of the phases of Build Back Better as well. So that's the Great Reset. Of course, that's the Great Reset. Build Back Better.
Build Back Better is the Great Reset, and we are into phase one of the financial aspect of the Great Reset. With the passage of this bill, we've already had the infrastructure bill, which was phase one of the surveillance aspect of the Great Reset, right? They're going to be putting in smart city type elements, able to spy on Americans without having to take out warrants and whatnot, and putting chips in the roadways. All of that stuff came through with the infrastructure bill, which was what, $1.2 trillion. Now they're coming with this Inflation Reduction Act, which is anything but what its title would suggest. And it is the economic phase one of the Great Reset. Basically, we are talking about a bill that will continue to punish the production of oil and natural gas and those type of what they call fossil fuels. And it will throw more subsidies at the green economy, things like electric cars and stuff like that, which we know have been a complete bust.
Yes.
So far, they don't have enough electricity on the grid to power up the electric cars that we already have, let alone throwing more subsidies so that more people can afford to buy electric cars. And so Brennan, what I feel like we have here is one giant Hegelian dialectic. The government created this inflation by what? Spend, 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 and printing more money. Now they're coming in with the solution to the pain that they caused.
Yes.
Because make no mistake, inflation is caused in this country by one place only, Washington, D.C., through their reckless spending and reckless overprinting of money.
Yes.
So they created this problem of painful inflation, the worst inflation we've had in 40 years. Now they're coming in with the fix, which is going to be even more pain than the problem. And they're calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. They're saying this is the fix for the pain that we are causing you, only they're not going to admit that it's them who have caused it. And we're going to see, what, 80,000 new IRS agents?
86,000. 86,000 new IRS agents. And let's see. I wonder who they're going to use those agents to go against. Oh, I know. You, me, anyone
right.
on social media where they've been collecting the data as to who is a true conservative, a true Christian, a true patriot. After all, if the patriots are deemed to be domestic terrorists, another great way to destroy them is to not only take away their Second Amendment, but just completely make them into poverty. And put them into poverty, and you might see a lot of middle-class patriots say, well, I'm all for socialism now because they
yes.
took everything I have.
Socialism is brought in through two methods, essentially, if we really wanted to boil it down, Brandon. Fear, creating fear, and giving away free stuff.
Yep.
Those are the two fulcrums from which they launch every social program that gets passed through Congress or through executive order. They ramp up fear, okay, and they do that by causing pain, whether it be wars or inflation or pandemics or whatever, and then they come in with the free stuff. We saw them sending out checks to everybody in the midst of COVID, remember?
Right.
People were getting $2,000 checks, $1,400 checks, like money was just growing on trees. That's what caused all this inflation. They had to print a lot of extra money to cover those free checks. And now we're going to see them coming in, with the hammer. And that's these IRS agents. So it's not just people who are speaking the truth. Yeah, we will probably all get audited, but it's just average, regular American middle-class people. That's where the money is. There's only so many billionaires.
Exactly right.
And they don't go after the billionaires. Why? Because they can afford high-powered attorneys, CPAs, to fight this stuff and make it drag on for decades before the federal government, the IRS, sees one bloody cent.
Yep.
But for us, the middle-class people, they know cannot afford an army of attorneys. And so that's who they'd go after, not just because they want to squelch the freedom of said middle class, but because they know that's where the easy, low-hanging fruit is.
That, and you know, the tax code is so convoluted, you can give a tax return to 10 accountants, they're all going to come up with 10 different answers.
Right. I mean,
They'll tell you that.
You can't fight them, right? You just need to get your check out and write the check if you're a middle-class American.
And we are, of course, wanting to touch on this also ridiculous ruling against Alex Jones for $45
yes.
million. Dollars. Absolutely absurd. It should be scaring every freedom-loving American right now, regardless of what you think of Alex Jones, regardless of what you think about what he said related to Sandy Hook. I don't agree with him on what he said about Sandy Hook. But like all freedom-loving Americans, we want to defend people's right to say something, even if we disagree with it,
sure.
Because we believe in freedom of speech. And I want to come back to the Inflation Reduction Bill, which is so misnamed, and it's misnamed on purpose. But I do want to swerve off into this as well, because this is a part of the attack on freedom and liberty so that we can talk about the issues of the day and warn the people of the day. And I said to my wife when this ruling came down, we were in Dallas, I said, so let me get this straight. Alex Jones is supposed to pay $45 million to people who got their feelings hurt? If that's the case, then my attorneys today should be dropping some really big lawsuits on some newspapers in Sioux Falls, South Dakota that said I hate Muslims. And they're the ones that I believe caused the response to what happened to us at our conference in Sioux Falls in 2018 with the gunman coming in there and the trauma that that caused on my family. I think we could go back to the original newspapers that reported all this and the news stations, blame them for what happened and the trauma, because they're the ones that put out the false narrative and the lie that I hate Muslims, that Sharam Hadian hates Muslims. So maybe I should sue a bunch of the news stations and newspapers in Memphis, I mean, in Sioux Falls. Then maybe I should go back and sue some of the newspapers who I have on the front page of the Chattanooga Free Press and the Chattanooga Times. I think one of those papers is out of print. But, of course, the statute of limitations, I guess, is expired. But in 1996, I was compared by one of the education association's leaders as House is comparable to the blacklisting of the 1950s and the Ku Klux Klan. So, really, I mean, there's been a lot of things written and said about me over the years that are 100% a lie and false. So do I get now a $45 million judgment because someone said something that I didn't like or that was not true? Because, again, how about Donald Trump? Donald Trump should be owed billions and billions of dollars for all the lies about him and Russiagate, Russia, Russia, Russia. So what is your take on this decision against Alex Jones, which I think has got to go all the way to the Supreme Court and be overturned? What say you?
Well, the Supreme Court only takes about 100 cases per year, and I doubt Alex Jones is going to be high on their priority list. So let's not put our hope there. I heard Alex interviewed on War Room this morning with Steve Bannon, and what I gathered from that interview, Brannon, is this is only the beginning. There's two or three other lawsuits that have been filed against him. And they're trying to take him down. And I don't watch mainstream media anymore, but they were talking about this being the all the rage over the weekend on all of the TV networks, whether it be CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC. Apparently, they were all talking in one way or another over the weekend about this Jones case, Alex Jones case, and saying that this is the model of how to take down the purveyors of disinformation, quote unquote. They're going to use lawfare to sue us into oblivion. And if we don't have the, if our audiences don't have our backs, I'm afraid that they may have stumbled upon the magic bullet here in a way, the magic way that they see in their eyes is to take us down.
I absolutely agree. And the media was quite rejoicing. From the reports I read, the media
totally
is really
rejoicing. Yes.
And, of course, the media is upset because their audiences, you know, are so small because
right.
alternative media has is, you know, and we know firsthand from what you and I do and what we work with VCY and Lindell TV and everything. So we understand they're mad because their audiences are so small.
Yeah,
well,
they're
take a break.
More – they're losing people every month, every week, every year.
Absolutely. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra-comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. And my guest is Leo Holman of LeoHolman.com, LeoHolman.com. All the interviews I did at CPAC are now on my website at WVWTV.com, interviewing Carrie Lake, who is running for governor of Arizona, Sarah Palin, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Gordon Chang. Had some great interviews with a lot of different people. The one that really sticks out in my mind, however, is my two interviews with the former POW, Lieutenant Colonel Barry Bridger, held as a POW in Vietnam for 2,232 days. He was in a cell next to John McCain for a year, and he was also held with George Coker, who I just interviewed about a month and a half ago. Have not released that to the public. That will be in my new documentary, Brainwashed America Part 2, that will be out this fall. And he was also in that group with people like Red McDaniel, if many of you remember me interviewing him for 2 hours on 2 days right here on this radio show last year. So what an honor to interview this POW, Lieutenant Colonel Barry Bridger. You'll find that on WVWTV.com. And then last week, of course, as you know, airing it right here on VCY America Radio Network, interviewing the gentleman that took down the shooter at the church there in Texas. A great honor to interview. Those were my two top interviews as far as stories in historical events that captured the nation and needed, and the world in some cases, and need to be talked about more. You'll find all those at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. I remind you that we let people watch all those for free. Just putting those up there, I have an associate producer, and I saw the hours that the associate producer worked. And so we spend many, 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 many hundreds of dollars just over the weekend, $1,000 in total, I think it was, over the weekend with our associate producer, over the weekend, but last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, working those extra hours just to get all of that online. Because when we were working 12-hour days, they were working at least those many hour days to keep up with the content we're putting out there and putting it up at WVWTV.com. So again, it costs an awful lot to do what we do, to make it available to you for free, but it's not free to us. We have to pay for the bandwidth bill, the streaming bill, everything, and all the people that it takes to put together productions like this. Ridiculously expensive, but we are able to get interviews, historical interviews, and information and news to you that we otherwise would not get. So thank you for all your support that allows us to do those kinds of things. You'll find them at those interviews at WVWTV.com. Let's go back to Leo Holman of LeoHolman.com. We're talking about several disturbing things today. One of them being the order against Alex Jones to pay $45.2 million to Sandy Hook parents. And, when he was reporting that, Leo, I never believed it, but I did think, again, it's his right to say what he wants. Alex has gotten many things right. I know he gets made fun of a lot, and I don't agree with everything he says all the time. I'm sure he wouldn't agree with everything I say all the time. But he has gotten many things right, and he's on video 20 years ago saying many of the things that are happening today. And I think that's one reason why they are going after this guy is his audience is huge, and he does have their number. He knows what they're up to. He's got a pretty good crack team doing some great research and putting out some stuff that is really forewarning everybody what's coming. And I think they want to take him down and use him maybe as an easier target before they come after the rest of us. What say you?
I couldn't agree more, Brandon. In many ways, Alex is like us. He has a much larger audience than I do, but he's like me in the sense that he's not just reporting on what's happening today or what's about to happen tomorrow or next week. He's reporting on things that take years to fully materialize. He's like, if we put it in military terms, he's like the reconnaissance scout who's going out into enemy territory, and then he reports back to the people who are going to be on the front lines, at some point. Well, what they want to do is they want to cut the communication lines between people like him and people like us who are out there in enemy territory reporting on what's going to happen. Not just today or tomorrow, but next year, 5 years, and 10 years down the road. We've been reporting on this Agenda 2030 for years now. Before that, it was Agenda 21. now we see it's actually coming into place with the passage of this inflation reduction bill. It's a climate change bill. It's an Agenda 21. It's an Agenda 2030 bill. Now this is the culmination of what people like Alex, myself, and you have been reporting on for well over a decade now. So what they are trying to do, using Alex Jones as the template, as the model, is get rid of these forward-thinking, forward-researching, forward-reporting journalists who are warning the people about what is coming down the pike. And if they can do it to Alex, they can do it to the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's go to another troubling thing. Politicians, canards promoting passage of assault weapons ban. So here we have the Inflation Reduction Act, which is so stupidly named, because again, I want to make sure folks understand. A great article at Breitbart.com today talks about taxes on fossil fuels. These include a $6.5 billion tax on natural gas production. Oh, that's great. At the time that we have gas prices as high as they are, we're going to include a $6.5 billion tax on natural gas production, a 16.4 cents per barrel tax on crude oil and imported petroleum products, and a $1.2 billion coal tax. And of course, this is going to raise everybody's energy and fuel prices.
Right.
And
so
of course, it's
going to
hurt the poor and those on a fixed income. It's going to hurt them drastically.
Absolutely. This is a punishing tax that will make it more and more expensive for the middle class and the working class people to heat their homes, fuel their cars. It will take people out of their cars because they will no longer be able to afford to put gasoline in them. It will force them out of their house on an acre or 2 acres out in a semi-rural area or in the suburbs and in closer to their jobs in the city. We've already got the infrastructure bill in place where they will then be monitored and surveilled everything they do inside the city where they now have to live. And so you can just see the Great Reset coming into clearer focus here, Brannon, with each one of these new bills that gets passed by Congress. And I would like to talk for a minute about that. You and I spoke on the phone for a minute before we went on air today, and we discussed how interesting it is that the Democrats, who have no majority in the Senate, it's a 50-50 break-even split with they have to use the vice president to break a tie, and they have a fairly narrow majority in the House. They have the most unpopular president possibly in the history of America sitting in the White House, and yet they're able to get all this legislation passed. We've talked about the infrastructure bill. We've got the Green New Deal bill here. We've talked about other bills that they passed so far this year. They're working on, they passed the red flag law. To target law-abiding firearms owners. And they had all sorts of other things, expanded background checks and everything, attacking our Second Amendment. Now they're talking about a second gun bill that would ban so-called assault weapons, which would take out most semi-automatic pistols that Americans own, not to mention the most popular sporting rifle in the country, the AR-15. And so they're unpopular. They have a narrow, very extremely narrow majority in Congress. They had no mandate because there was no overwhelming majority there, and yet they're able to get all of this done. We get a Republican Congress, we get a Republican White House, and they struggle to pass anything. That it just proves once again that the Democrats know how to use power. It's
power,
all about power.
Power.
They don't care if they have a one vote majority or a 50 vote majority, they're going to ram their agenda through Congress. They're not bashful like the Republicans.
And I'd like to know again how it is that some of these people, Republicans, Democrats, go into office with net worths of next to nothing that I've read, And then I read reports that they have humongous net worths all of a sudden, millions and millions and millions of dollars. How do they do this? Well, that's a rhetorical question. I think we know how they do it. And so now we know how it is many of them are controlled opposition. And I think many of them are not Republicans or conservatives, or they're not constitutionalists. They're just wearing the Republican label. This is what Carroll Quigley told us in his 1966 book, Tragedy and Hope, that they had infiltrated both parties, so it didn't matter who was in charge. It will not interrupt their agenda. And that's exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, in fact, there was some Democratic operative in South Carolina last week or the week before, Brandon. You may have saw this, where I think it was Project Veritas captured some of a telephone conference that she was on, and she was talking about the need for sleepers.
Yep.
Who would run as Republicans, but they're really, quote, working for our side, she said.
Yep.
And that they would ruin us, finish us off from within.
Indeed. Back to the deliberately misnamed Inflation Reduction Act. Taxes on corporations, this bill includes a 15% minimum tax on large corporations. And, of course, they're just going to pass that on to consumers. So
right.
Look for a 15% increase added to already inflation of what you're paying for goods and services. Taxes on medium-sized businesses, and again, the bill says that this extends a limit on loss deductions for pass-through businesses, S corporations, and sole proprietorships for 2 years without extending a corresponding 20% deduction on income. Indirect tax on pensions through taxing stock buybacks. The bill taxes companies that buy their own stock back, ignoring the fact that doing so often raises the price of the stock. The tax therefore hurts 401k savings and even union pension funds. Tax on pharmaceuticals unless they accept price caps. The bill imposes a 95% excess tax on pharmaceuticals that do not accept government price controls, which could affect the ability of drug companies to develop new treatments in the future. Altogether, this bill adds $80 billion, and 87,000 new staff members to the Internal Revenue Service. And I've read that this is more than the FBI, the Department of Defense, and several other agencies combined.
So they're going to make the IRS, they're going to turn it into a monster federal organization coming after middle-class Americans to destroy what is left of middle-class wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so someone just made a good comment. But if your name is Sarah Palin, you sued the New York Times for defamation, but nothing happened to Sarah. Remember that?
Well, I was actually thinking of that when you were talking about, that issue, Brandon. You look at the judge in this Alex Jones case. She is a on-fire Marxist. She was lecturing Alex. She was lecturing the jury. I've never seen a judge act like this in a civil trial in my life.
Yeah, very, very troubling. Okay, we come back. I want to talk also about what's happening in Israel. Leo Holman is associate producer with us on the Worldview Report, the nightly news report, the Worldview Report. When we come back, let's talk about how Israel is helping lead the way. They helped lead the way with the COVID shots. They've helped lead the way with COVID passports. Now Israel's helping lead the way with a cashless society. Now, before this is used for anti-Semitism, let's remind everyone, this is exactly what we expect to happen, because after all, they're going to enter into a treaty with the Antichrist. Then he'll turn on them, and then the nation of Israel will come to repentance. So stay tuned. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. And don't forget, our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up the middle of October. It's filling and filling fast. Priority seating, general seating, all the details, the Thursday night concert banquet, the luncheon on Saturday, all the details at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. You register, and then we'll check you in at the door. So register. You won't be mailed tickets. You're registered, and then you come and get your tickets at the door, your wristbands at the door. wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. Joining me again is Leo Holman of leohoman.com. Leo, let's talk about what's going on with Israel. They led the way with COVID passports. They led the way with COVID shots. Now they're leading the way with a cashless society, which, as I said before the break, should not lead people to use that for anti-Semitism, because we understand eventually Israel's going to make a deal with the devil, if you will, the Antichrist. And, of course, then he's going to turn on them eventually and break his treaty and his covenant with them and then begin to slaughter them. And, of course, the Bible explains a great revival as the Jews become to realize Jesus as Savior, as Messiah. So we should not be shocked that a nation that's going to enter into a contract, an agreement with the Antichrist, is setting the stage for Antichrist. We're reporting in the Worldview Report tonight, that you're associate producer of, that Israel has a new law that is going to be banning cash payments of over $1,760, and that previously the use of cash up to $3,200 could be used there in business deals. The ceiling for transfers between private individuals will be $4,400, a decrease from the current limit of nearly $14,700. And then they go on to punish you if you are caught with any amount of cash above a certain level. So what are your thoughts on this?
This is getting ready to snowball, Brandon. We've got Israel phasing out the use of cash. After Israel, quickly on the heels of that announcement, we found a similar announcement in Greece. Now today I'm reading that France is instituting, planning to institute some kind of biometric ID system tied to people's bank accounts. So what we've got coming into play here is the global beast system, where people will all be numbered with a QR code of some type, tied to their bank account, tied to their digital ID, phasing out paper money, phasing out the plastic cards in your wallet. You've got the mainstream media now openly talking about, you know, that people need to get a chip under their skin, that we don't need to be walking around with all this cash and plastic credit cards anymore, that it'll be safer and more secure. Whenever you hear those two words, people, safer and more secure, your antenna ought to go up. Because there's two or three words that they always use when they want to bring in a new technologically advanced ID system. It's always safer, it's always more secure, it's going to be less susceptible to hackers. Just sign on the dotted line here and sign all your human rights away.
And they are in Israel, they're claiming to do this to stop criminal activity. And they're going to give a 2-year grace period.
Yes, that's part of the safer and more secure. We're going to do this so that you know, the money launderers, the cartels, the drug cartels won't be able to do business anymore. Bull honking crap. Anybody who believes that, Brandon, anybody who believes that. It's never targeted towards those people. They will always be able to continue their money laundering, continue their drug smuggling, their human trafficking. It's us, the little guy, who's going to be paying with this, paying with our human freedoms.
Yeah. And then they go on to say they're going to impose fines on those who engage in cash deals of up to almost $2,500. Can you believe that? I mean, there are a lot of folks who, you know, here in America, I don't know about where you live, but I know here in Memphis that there's a lot of folks that don't have checking accounts.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are in a certain income bracket. They don't have checking accounts. It's not uncommon for them to set aside in an envelope in a drawer somewhere so much until they can come up with enough cash to buy a car. And it's not uncommon for them to pay, you know, whatever the going price for a used car, which is ridiculous now. But at one time, $2,500, many of them would have paid $2,500 for a used car and paid for with cash. I mean, this is, again, going to be very confusing for a lot of people because they don't, many of them don't know how to have a checking account. They don't know what that involves and how to do it, and they don't want to do it. So now we're going
to... And they shouldn't have to do it.
If they shouldn't have to do it if they don't want to. This is really, this is, again, the poor, everything we've talked about today, really, from the inflation to cracking down on banking and cash, the poor are going to just, and of course, the poor and the uneducated are the ones they've been trying to carry out this mass murder on with the COVID shot. I mean, they set up all kinds of stuff for them to get the shot for free. But that's not shocking for people that are into eugenics that they would want to wipe out the poor, right?
No, and they've already done studies. We had an article, I believe, that we used in the Worldview Report a couple of weeks ago about the biometric digital ID system that countries are wanting to install. And if you recall, there was a study that came out of New York University, of all places, that said that these biometric digital IDs are going to pave the way to digital hell. Remember that article?
Yes, absolutely.
And they cited evidence from India, where they had already instituted a digital ID. And what did they find? They found that it was the poor people who suffered the most.
Yes. Well, and then we're also reporting tonight on Worldview Report about this Ant Group, a payment platform used to implement vaccine passports and social credit systems in China. Well, they have retained a number of American lobbying firms, including some with ties to the White House, or Speaker Pelosi, or Barack Obama, or Mitt Romney. And the National Pulse reports that Ant Group is an offshoot of the Chinese company Alibaba, and which was previously flagged by the U.S. State Department as a tool of the Chinese Communist Party. And now the Ant Group is got its own Alipay, a digital payment platform used by Beijing to institute vaccine passports. Well, apparently they're hiring lobbying firms and groups here in the U.S., right, Leo?
Absolutely. These people are all in bed together, Brandon, and it's big money. We're not just paying for our own destruction through these taxes, government taxes. We're paying it through our retirement accounts, our 401ks, which are investing in all these companies that are getting the government contracts and installing the surveillance systems, the vaccine passports, the digital health ID systems. And so we're handing our money over, hand over fist, to the very people that have the noose around our necks.
Indeed. Let's open the phone lines. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. What other stories are you following or tracking right now, Leo?
You know, there's a lot going on right now in the way of the transhumanist movement. I've got a couple of videos that will make your skin crawl when I get around to writing about them, Brandon. And so you can look forward to that. And, you know, it's just unbelievably creepy what the globalists have planned for the human species.
It's moving awfully fast, isn't it, Leo?
It really is.
It's shocking how fast it's moving, actually.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is there's a verse in Revelation chapter 1 that speaks to this, that when these things begin to happen, they will happen very, very quickly. And it's a verse we've talked about many times over the years. And now I think we're starting to see that. But what's interesting is I don't think as fast as things are happening now, we're anywhere near the rate or speed of change that we're that's yet to come.
No, I think it grows on itself like a snowball. With each new layer that's added, it just seems to pick up speed and pick up steam. And I feel like this bill that they just passed over the weekend We're going to see some real fast-paced movement on the green agenda, the smart cities, the elimination of the gas-powered vehicles. Their intention is to get it all done by 2030. Brandon, I don't know if it's even going to take that long.
I don't know if you had the chance to see it, but I did an interview last week on radio and then on TV at CPAC in person. She drove two and a half hours one way with her husband, Dan.
Yes.
Margaret Byfield. Did you see my 45-minute interview with Mark in person? She was great. It's always great to interview people in person. I like radio and Skype. It's great. But I love interviewing them in person, particularly people that you want to build a long-term relationship with and contribute with back and forth, like someone like you or Margaret, because it just helps to solidify the relationship. But she drove 2.5 hours one way with her husband to be in studio with us. That's the only reason she drove to us. And she spent 45 minutes giving us great detail on the 30 by 30, taking 30% of our farmland by 2030, where they've admitted their ultimate goal is 50% by 2050.
I saw that entire interview, Brandon, and I thought it was one of the most interesting ones that you did over the whole entire week. I didn't see every interview you did, obviously, but of the ones I saw, that is the one that stuck out in my mind. And you asked me what I'd like to be working on in the weeks ahead. That's also on my list, this 30 by 30 program, where they want to control 30% of the United States farmland by 2030. And they're going to, in order to do that, they're going to have to run these farmers and these ranchers off their land. It's just a...
And by the way, the Inflation Reduction Act, which again is so misnamed on purpose, that will help run the farmers off their land, because what they're going to do with fuel prices and just-in-time inventory is going to continue to make it where the farmers can't make a profit. I was talking to a businessman over the weekend, and he does excavation work and whatnot, and he was talking about the fuel prices and how the fuel prices are, you know, his fuel cost is just ridiculous. He told me what he used to pay a month in fuel, what he's paying now a month in fuel for excavation for bulldozers and front-end loaders and dump trucks and everything. And he's talking about how this is killing his business, because he can't pass everything on to his client or he won't have any work. So he's having to work a lot harder for the same amount of money. And at some point, again, this finally just starts to break the spirit of the American entrepreneur.
Yes. I mean, when you think about the farming community, basically they need three things. They need fuel to run their machinery. They need water to irrigate their crops. And they need fertilizer to fertilize the crops. Now, every single one of those three elements is under attack right now.
And fertilizer is petroleum-based as well.
Right. And so you see what they're doing in the Netherlands with the war on farmers there. They announced that they want to eliminate over 11,000 farms by 2030. That's half of the farms in Holland.
Manufactured food crisis.
Yes. And now Trudeau wants to do the same thing he announced in Canada.
We'll come back. We'll take your calls. Leo Homan is my guest. LeoHoman.com. LeoHoman.com. Phone lines are... We'll go to George, Bill, Justin, Rich, all calling in. And then, of course, we hope you will consider joining us for our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. We'll be right back. I want to wish my wife, Melissa, a happy birthday today. Today, August 8th, is her birthday. So happy birthday to my wife, Melissa. So all of those of you that contact her as she handles customer support, you might want to also wish her a happy birthday as well. I will take her out for birthday dinner over the weekend. My kids said, "Are we taking mom out for dinner tonight?" I said, "Can't really do that. We're on the air, but we'll do that Saturday night." So there you go. Let's go to the phone lines. George, line one. George, thanks for calling in, George.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say that Wi-Fi was designed to spy. You know, everybody thinks that's the best thing in the world, but you open your house with it, you turn your lights on and off with it, you entertain yourself with it, but every aspect of your life is being monitored. And recently, my dumb phone is being replaced by a smartphone, and I'm not real happy with it because I live out in the country and we don't really got a good one, and I really don't want a good one, but I got it anyway. So here we go.
Well, just so you know, there is a company out there that I interviewed the founder of it at CPAC, and this company is designed specifically for software you can put on your phone so that even the provider and the networks cannot track your text messages, what you're looking at, your searches, your search data. They can't track your location. I interviewed the owner of that at CPAC this weekend. So there are companies, at least one of them that I know of, that can help you with that if you're interested. And I think you'll be hearing about it more and more on my radio show or my TV show. Let's go to Bill. Bill, line two from Waukesha. Bill, how was the Trump rally in Waukesha the other night?
You know, I would have loved to have done that, but I was working.
where did they hold that? Was that at the Waukesha Fairgrounds?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So which is tied to the Waukesha Expo Center?
The Expo Center is on the fairgrounds.
That's correct. Right. So when I heard he was in Waukesha, I thought there's only one place he could probably go, and that's the fairgrounds there. Okay, great. Excellent.
Yep.
What's on your mind today, Bill?
So I don't know if you – I know you read the Epoch Times whenever you get a chance. And there was just an article in there, this last issue, that talked about the 750,000 ammunition rounds that the IRS is purchasing.
That's right.
Again.
That's right.
And now you've brought up the 87,000 new staff members who we don't know what those staff members are going to be. Is that where the ammunition is going?
It sure makes one question, doesn't it? And by the way, Bill, I don't know if you know this. Leo, I know you know this, but the IRS does have a whole police unit, a SWAT team-like IRS division. You know that, right, Leo?
No.
Leo, did you know that, Leo?
Absolutely, yes. They purchase large quantities of ammunition every year.
But did you know they actually have a SWAT team, a police SWAT team-like unit, the IRS?
Well, you know... Let them SWAT me. Let's see, you know, let's see how well that works out for them.
Things are going to get interesting. Justin,
you might not want to take your chances with an FBI or, you know, even your local sheriff SWAT team, but, you know, IRS agents, good luck with that.
Let's go. You're kind of thinking they may not be all that well trained? Is that what you're thinking, or what?
Maybe not the cream of the crop, right? Okay. maybe the guys who couldn't get hired at the FBI and, you know, at the local police department, they found a place at the IRS.
Yeah. Let's hope you don't have to find out. Any of us have to find out. Let's go to Justin. Justin from Salina, Kansas. Hi, Justin.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you.
My comment today was on the cost of natural gas. It's went in a year and a half from a little over $3 a unit to just under $10 a unit, and that's before this inflation reduction bill. I'm spreading the word to people because I think they're going to be really shocked when they have to turn on their furnace this year, and I'll just take your comment on the air.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Leo?
Oh, absolutely. This is our answer to what Germany's been doing to its people. And, you know, closing the nuclear power plants, closing the coal-fired power plants. Now they've declared war on natural gas-fueled power plants. And so the caller is absolutely right. That can only mean one thing. They're going to price us out of the market when it comes to not only driving cars, but heating your house, running your air condition. They're telling the people in Germany now to start stocking up wood so that they can keep warm this winter, Brandon. When have you ever heard a civilized country tell its people that they better stock up on wood?
Well, I would think wood fireplaces are all of a sudden going to be the next great business to be into. Not necessarily wood fireplaces. What do you call those things? Wood stoves.
Oh, Brandon, guess what?
What?
The EPA has already declared war on wood stoves.
Oh, boy.
We've been on a waiting list for a year now to try to get a wood stove. There's only like one or two models that will fit in our fireplace. And they said that if we had inquired about 6 months before we did, we could have got one right, you know, delivered to our house within a week or two. But because of some new EPA rule that is now requiring tighter emissions on wood stoves, they said that the manufacturer of this particular wood stove that fits our fireplace is having to meet those new regulations. And so far, they haven't been able to do it. And until they do, we can't get a wood stove.
Oh, wow. Don't you just hate the government?
Yeah.
Let's go to, when I say that, I mean the federal government. Let's go to Rich. Rich in Burlington, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just as to kind of connect two things on your program that seem disconnected, but the thing about the sleeper, looking for sleeper people to run an opposite party elections.
Yes.
And the whole idea of inflation, where you print a lot of extra money and you decrease the value of the money. Well, what we have in Wisconsin here, we have eight people running for lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket alone, five people on the Republican ticket alone for governor, three people running for the attorney general, which will enforce or not the state laws on the books regarding
and the music's playing, but guess what? Running against Speaker Voss, there's no one on the Democrat side running against him. Why? Because I think Speaker Voss he works for the Democrats. So you got Republican Voss with no one running against him on the Democrat side. Is that where you were going, Rich?
Well, yeah, just the whole thing. But I consider myself moderately political and minded. I'm an election judge in my
Well, I'm out of town. I wish I had more time. LeoHoman.com, LeoHoman.com. Leo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, take care, folks. Thank you.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of WorldviewWeekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.